Bachrim go out, girls go out once, twice, with one person, a second person, a fourth person, a tenth person. What's wrong? Something physical. The other one, what's wrong? Something beruchnius, his Yiddishkeit is not. He's not so chassidish. He's too chassidish. He's too chnyaki. He's too. If it's not physical, then it's spiritual. If it's not spiritual, it's emotional. If it's not emotional, it's the parents, the brother, the sister. Always something is wrong. So you have to start suspecting that there's something fundamentally wrong that's going to make every possible shidduch impossible. A person is looking for the perfect spouse. A bachur is looking for the perfect girl. What does that mean? People could say, well, why not? He's a great bachur. Deserves to have a perfect girl. Find the perfect girl for him. Perfect girl, first of all, doesn't exist. Which means somebody who is thinking perfect girl isn't thinking girl at all. Because there is no perfect girl. So the image that he has in his mind is not a perfect girl. It's something other than a girl. He doesn't want to marry a woman. He wants to marry a perfect. Besides the fact that there's no such thing, he's uncomfortable with women. She's uncomfortable with men. If he was a perfect man, okay. It's like that famous quote, if some anti-Semite said, if every Jew was as perfect as you, then I wouldn't be an anti-Semite. In other words, you don't like Jews. You don't like Jews. You like some creature that is perfect. And then it doesn't matter if he's Jewish. That's an anti-Semite. It's not surprising. Bachrim, particularly edle Bachrim, are not comfortable with girls. There was some Chassidus Shirid was told by his mashpia that it's time to think of tachlis, and he should go to a certain place, and there he'll meet his shidduch. He comes running back, he says, she's a girl. We're not comfortable. We're taught not to be comfortable. So if you think she's a girl, how are you going to be comfortable? How can you marry a girl? You're told all your life you shouldn't look at girls, you shouldn't think of girls, you shouldn't talk to a girl. A wife, that's a different story. So it would save us a lot of agmas nefesh. And I'm not saying that this is why we're not getting married or that this will help us get married. It will help us marry correctly. And that's what we really need to prepare. Get it right, and then the right person will come along. I'm